Beautiful people, it is yours truly, the storyteller from Ignite Your Purpose. And on this Ignite Your Purpose podcast show vlog, where I'm talking daily, straight up facts, people, it's longevity through a healthy lifestyle. Longevity, longevity, longevity through a healthy lifestyle. That is a mix of the mental, spiritual, and physical knowledge, the mind, body, soul trifecta. And every day, I'm simply telling you stories on things that either directly or indirectly affect me in my life. And I analyze them through that mindfulness skill set, that inner workings that I've done over the last 10 plus years. And I try to teach myself something new every day so that I can further myself, better myself. And then I spit that shit at you as well so that hopefully you get some of it. Because I've been blessed to be taught by some of the coolest, most unique teachers on the face of this bloody planet. So what I want to talk to you about today is how sometimes, maybe not sometimes, how all the time, and this kind of goes hand in hand with becoming civilized, being civilized, and reaching a point where you kind of are comfortable. And one of the quotes I read was, you know, don't let great stop you from being great, the greatest you can be. No, something like that. Damn, I just screwed it up. I just had it written down. Don't let your, where you're, something about greatness. Don't let great stop you from being greatness is the gist of it. I screwed that one up so bad and I apologize. And I think that in itself is something I learn more and more each day. I've sat down with some of my mentors and both of us in these talks, both of us, sorry, many of us in these talks, but the two of us in general, the mentor and myself who were having this conversation, there was a group of us, said this, and what he said really resonated with me, and then what I said really resonated with him. You know, for me, there's this deep inner desire that no matter what I do, it does not go away unless I keep doing what it is I am doing. And I hope that makes some type of sense to you. It's just this inner desire that I'm just supposed to keep going. And I personally think, feel, and kind of intuitively know that it's my higher self that just keeps pushing me saying, no, you're not there. I think quite easily I could maybe, you know, have a job where I work 1 or 2 days a week and just chill. You know, I could live that lifestyle. You know, I could go rent a bedroom from somebody and just call it a day. You know, that is for any of us, that is an option, you know, and what you do for the rest of your time. Whatever, read books, you know, play the guitar, sit by the water. I don't know. That just is not in me. And on that note, I want to also share what he, my guru, my mentor, I would say guru, not a guru, sorry. My mentor, one of my teachers said to me, you know, he, went away on a retreat for himself to get educated from his mentors, right? See, we never stop learning, people. And this was when he was in his, I'm going to say early 50s, and said that, you know, he had been gone 3, 4, 5 months in a very tropical place, small little island, cheap to live. He could have continued doing what he was doing there, which was a form of healing work, right? But, and that would have been the easy way out. And same for me, what I just said to you, you know, going to rent a room and let's say working at a gas station or wherever, you know, cleaning the toilet 1 or 2 days a week and calling it a day, checking out, that is the easy route. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm just saying for those of us who have that never-ending burning desire, don't let yourself become civilized. Back to his story. He was enjoying his time, very deep meditator, very spiritual, and just knew after 4 months, he was like, you know, I could just keep doing this. There was the universe providing him opportunities where he very easily could have worked a couple days a week and probably just sat on the beach, ate fruit and read books, called it a day. But when you know you have a higher calling, when you know that there is more to be done, you don't take that easy route out. You know, he knows his life's purpose very well. He knew he had to come back to where he's at now to continue on his journey to help others, to heal, to whatever he's doing now, right? But he knew that, and just like me, when I go away, you know, vacation is a vacation, but could you do vacation full time? If you're truly, truly honest with yourself, could you do vacation full time? I see the people who do vacation full time. All right. 98% of the time, they are not the most healthy people I've ever seen in my life. Because gluttony comes in, you know? You eat all the time. You drink all the time. You don't have a wake up with a purpose. You know what I'm saying? If you're able to live that life of the 1%, cool, let's start digging wells. Let's get clean water to people. I'm just saying that there is a bigger picture, and that picture isn't to become civilized, become comfortable and go, okay, cool. I have my little one bedroom apartment and everything's paid and I have a food service bringing me food every day and it's all paid for the rest of my life and this is it. I'm done. Think of the bigger picture, people. I think possibly that's where some of us get into our funk. We're so far off of our path, and I'm talking from experience. I was there. I let money control me for a good portion of a decade. Good portion of it. I was a slave to it. And I remember my turning point. I was 20. Thank God I was so lucky, man. I was so young. I was like 24 or 25, 26, somewhere in there. And I remember waking up one night and going, I don't want to wake up. I don't want to wake up tomorrow and do this. Like, and yet I still did it for quite a few years after that, right? Because it still took time. I needed the knowledge. I needed to understand myself. I needed to go inside and understand what it is I'm here. It's not to have an extra zero in the bank, people. That helps, but let's put it back. You know what I mean? Anyway, kind of want to put that out there because some of the text, emails, conversations I'm having with those in the course and those in the group are of struggle, are of, what's the word I'm looking for? When you are unsure, when you are confused about what to do. I'm there every day, baby. So are the top of the listers. They are confused. You know, I talked to a gentleman who popped off on YouTube. He's a comedian. And he's just sifting his way through this new found direction he's going in. It seems like he's got it all figured out online, trust me. But I broke bread with the brother. He's just winging it, just like the rest of us. Do not forget that. We are all just winging it, doing the best we can. On that note, I love you. I thank you. Do better than you did yesterday, people. That's where it starts. Do your best. Forget the rest. Podcast is blowing up. Please check it out. Well, if you're listening to this or viewing this, you obviously are. So I appreciate that. It's over. We will talk to you tomorrow as we always do. Have a blessed one.